Now, here the way the numbers finished up in Chicago for the week. On the weekly trade, the nearby May contract went to a high at $4.91¾ and a low at $4.76. Remember, this is for all trade during the week. The settlement price was down 7 cents. May corn at $4.79. December corn at $4.80 was 7¼ cents lower than it was the previous Friday. Soy complex, May beans, $14.56½, the week's high, the low at $13.75½. Settlement price on the week was 20¼ cents higher than the previous Friday at $14.08¾. November beans at $11.77¼ finished 2¾ of a cent higher for the week. Bean meal at $4.55.90, up $11.90. Bean oil at $41.02, down $1.27. Soft red winter wheat went to a high of $7.23½ for the week, the low at $6.71¾. Settlement price there at $6.93¼, up 6 cents. July at $6.95½, up 5¼. April live cattle at $144 even finished the week $1.25 lower than it did the previous Friday. And April feeders at $175.27½ were down $1.95, but they did not fill the gap on the way down that was left from a couple of weeks ago. Lean hogs, on the other hand, gapped higher this week, $125.67½. The settlement price, $6.37½ higher for the week, Friday to Friday. Now here's meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In this last weekly weather report for the season for South America, the focus is on conditions heading into harvest. During the past week, a frontal system has slowly moved northward, producing heavy rain in some spots. Getting into the specifics, will start in Argentina and work northward into Brazil. For most of Argentina, rain fell last weekend. Then as the front pushed into Brazil and Paraguay, dry and pleasant weather took over in its wake, allowing fields to finally dry out. And the forecast for the coming week is just what is needed for harvest operations to ramp up, as mostly dry and warmer weather is expected. Longer-range models are hinting at periodic showers and thunderstorms starting next weekend and beyond. That could eventually lead to periodic delays, but this next week will be prime time weather-wise for field work in Argentina. The slow-moving front impacted South Brazil and Paraguay the most this week. A couple of days of heavy rain have put field work at a standstill in many locations. Drier weather is just now returning. Improvement for field work is expected as we move through next week. Heading into the final days of March and early April, occasional rain should return. The recent rainfall did bring beneficial moisture for second season corn, especially in Paraná. Farther north, Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul got some needed drying early in the week, but showers and thunderstorms have now returned and will be around periodically into the coming week. The rain will keep second season crops beneficially moist, but keep harvest slow. Dry weather dominated across Goiás, Sao Paulo, Minas Gerais, and Bahia most of this past week, with wetter weather now moving into the area, especially Goiás and Sao Paulo. Showers and thunderstorms will occur at times during the next couple of weeks, aiding second-season corn that has struggled in drought conditions.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.